see him through, give all he can give, till there's nothing left to lose. Done what I have done, wash my hands where penance flows, no justice at the end of a gun. Comes on time, a man in your condition. I can tell by that look in your eye, you're headed to perdition. To perdition.
God we trust won't go very far, won't stop a bullet, won't mend a scar. Find your target and take dead aim, pile the rocks on the devil's remains.
Tradition.
Whiter in Resistance. This is the webmaster on Tuesday, September 6, 2016. The song you just heard is called Perdition. It's from a movie called Jane Got a Gun. It's available on Netflix. I thought it was going to be a sappy movie about the Old West, and I was not really sure Natalie Portman could pull it off and make it look authentic of women in the Old West, but I do think it was a very good movie. The reviewers out of 13,000 people on Rotten Tomatoes gave it 38%. That's why I don't look at these reviews before I watch movies. I watch them first and then look at the reviews. And almost every time, a movie that has a lot of talking versus CG and action, this is the reviews that you see. There's a lot of good lines in this movie. The song, Perdition, at the end is very apt. I always listen to the songs. They usually are also related to the movie, and the words are usually really good. And the movie Hell Over High Water that was mentioned a few days ago is also in the similar vein, though I think it's a little bit more of a thriller, where this is more of like a historical fiction. So I think those are two movies that would be good to see, one on TV on Netflix and the other in the theater. I also like these old Western movies because we're living in a new West, a new technological West. We also have the outlaws, the rebels, and then we also have the corporations, the villain of the story, and we have the sheep, the people that ask for the outlaws to help them overcome the villain. There's a lot in the news this morning, but one item that I thought a lot of people may not have heard is one out of Norway where a hairdresser refused to cut or color the hair of a woman with a hijab. But, of course, you have to read several different stories to find out that the hairdresser, one of the reasons she refused is because she would have to clear out the men who are there for haircuts, too, because they cannot have men see their hair. It's considered a body part. And the reason I picked up on this story is because this is not just something that happens now and again and in faraway places. It actually happened right here in San Diego County at a local mall. There was a friend of a friend who was at the mall trying on clothes, and all of a sudden the whole male family of four, five, six male family members came in with a woman and into the dressing room to be there while she changed. And even though the other patrons of the store came out, were protesting that all these men were in the dressing room, the salespeople said that they could not do anything about it.
Another news story just out is that a Times reporter who was abducted and shot in Syria says his kidnapper is now a U.S.-backed rebel vetted by the CIA. And his very naive question is, how could the CIA have actually vetted this guy when he was MI6 and Turkey's MIT intelligence services have his extremist links well documented? But he was able to make it into a CIA-vetted Syrian rebel group. The question is not how did this abductor become vetted by the CIA. It's how could reporters trust their safety to the U.S. government or any government sending them to these areas? Which also leads into the other pertinent question is, how could any military person trust the U.S. government to be looking after their interests? And this is another issue that's been brought up on that show Crosstalk on RT. The Kurds have now been abandoned by the U.S. government when they were supposedly going to be protecting the Kurds and backing the Kurds to support the Turks. They dumped the Kurds to support the Turks. So why does any country or any group looking to the future for working with the U.S. government trust them? It's not about what the bully can do to you. It's that you accept the conditions the bully sets. And you don't learn from your mistakes of seeing what this bully has done before.
Today's shows that I pulled from the archive, one of them is a new story, Inside Edition. It has a lot of promos at the beginning of this audio. They were trying to figure out what they were going to call it and introduce it by after the commercial break, so you hear that too. And the other one is Wally George. It's a really good one. And I think it's the loudest I've ever heard Tom yell.
On Inside Edition, a new generation of racists plan to conquer television. On the next Inside Edition, will hate groups conquer TV? They are merchants of hate, and their message is being broadcast loud and clear.
Race and Reason, a show dedicated to freedom of speech.
The country is under siege by a new generation of racists, with battles being fought in the streets as well as the media.
I have a pledge of allegiance to my race, the Aryan race, no matter
what
country
it's in. On Inside Edition, these new hate groups plan to conquer television.
That's it for us today. Thanks a lot for watching. I'm Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again next time. Hello, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Coming up next on Inside Edition, they are merchants of hate, and their message is being broadcast loud and clear. The country is under siege by a new generation of racists, with battles being fought in the streets as well as in the media. On Inside Edition, these new hate groups plan to conquer television. Next.
These are the ones the city hopes will get that message. The Aryan Nations, a white supremacist group based in Idaho that plans to march in Tennessee. An Aryan Nations faction, the Order, has been involved in armed robberies and murder.
The people in this town have always gotten along real well together, and we don't need any trouble.
Tennessee reemerged in Georgia to spread throughout the South. It was the Klan that last year invited the Aryan Nations and the neo-Nazi skinheads to join in a march through Pulaski, a march that turned ugly.
One day's marching here with a group of people like that will take us at least 3 years to get things back on a peace.
They are merchants of hate, and their message is being broadcast loud and clear.
Race and Reason, a show dedicated to freedom of speech.
The country is under siege by a new generation of racists, with battles being fought in the streets as well as the media.
I have a pledge of allegiance to my race, the Aryan race, no matter
on
what
Inside
country
Edition,
it's in.
Inside Edition, these new hate groups plan to conquer television. The president says we have problems in the classroom, and he wants to solve them. So we went back to school about one.
Hello and welcome to Inside Edition. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Our first report today will offend you, and it's supposed to. Inside Edition has been tracking the rise of racist hate groups across the country for almost a year now. Every law enforcement official we talk with is concerned. This is not a problem that can be ignored, even though the people involved are repulsive. My story today deals with a plan that is uniting these American hate groups, a plan that is built around television and radio.
You have seen their rallies on television, the news media covering the antics of hate groups from coast to coast. But now, Inside Edition has learned there is a new strategy in the shadowy world of hate groups to influence young people by broadcasting racist propaganda on radio and television. Propaganda that is hateful and offensive.
Race and Reason is dedicated to free speech, total free speech, unedited free speech.
Even Jesse Jackson, who's supposed to be the workers' candidate, you know, he's a rich nigger and he goes to Del Mar for vacations and stuff like that. You know, he's not from Harlem.
I have a pledge of allegiance to my race, the Aryan race, no matter what country it's in and no matter where you're at.
Race and Reason is currently seen on at least 14 cable stations. The force behind the broadcast and the architect of the mass media strategy is neo-Nazi Tom Metzger.
I think it's working quite well. We've picked up a lot of talented people around the United States who are working with us now, who are a direct result from our television show, especially the young people.
Working from his television repair shop in Southern California, Metzger is attempting to unite racist groups from all over America by using the media. Ku Klux Klan members are getting TV training, and there is no secrecy about any of this.
We have every right to be here. We have every right to produce. And I think that if a media is going to offer itself to the public as a vehicle to communicate ideas, it should be open to everyone.
Radio is also being used by racist groups who are buying airtime to broadcast their messages.
We are referring to a people in the scriptures whom the Lord has chosen to be his servants and witnesses and comprise the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples.
Every Saturday morning, radio station KKEY here in Portland, Oregon, broadcasts a program by the Christian Identity Movement, a white supremacist group. The show we heard said that Anglo-Saxons are God's chosen people and that Christ could not come again until all evildoers are removed. The sermon went on to call for the destruction of ungodly men. Well, we wanted to talk to the management of KKEY, but they declined. However, when we showed up unannounced, one employee did agree to answer some questions.
Hey, I haven't listened to
it. It's racist. You know it's racist.
Well, I just told you. I haven't listened to the program myself. I know that it's on, okay? Mm-hmm. I myself just don't listen to that kind of program.
I understand, but why does the radio station put it on? Do they get paid to put it on?
It is a paid program.
Some communities, like Kansas City,
have tried to ban racist programs.
These people are going on the airwaves, being subsidized through people's monthly cable TV rates, advocating murder.
But for now, racists are protected by the First Amendment, a shield they gleefully embrace.
The more they suppress us, the more we grow. So, oppression helps develop an underground, resisting the government. And I welcome all their oppressions.
Along with the rise of hate group broadcasting has come a rise in racist violence. The situation has become so intense in Oregon that the state police have formed a white supremacist task force, the first in the nation. This night, the task force is looking for two young skinheads who beat up a black man at a supermarket.
We're looking for Joe and Gary. You ever hear of those two?
Are they skinheads or something?
Yeah.
White racists in the Northwest have become less visible since skinhead Ken Miskey was sentenced to life in prison this summer for killing an Ethiopian immigrant. Some blame the killing on the influence of the new hate groups. This is Miskey's girlfriend. She witnessed the murder.
You watched the fight?
Yes.
Were you horrified?
No.
Did you enjoy it?
I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I would say it didn't bother me.
But an Ethiopian was killed.
We didn't know he was going to die.
But somebody hit him with a baseball bat.
He didn't cover up his head.
That blasé attitude about racist violence does not concern Tom Metzger.
He's dead. I don't cry for him. I didn't ask the Ethiopians to come over here, and they should have never been here.
Do you feel you're partly responsible for his
death? The only thing I regret is a good young white man is doing life in prison for doing it.
That kind of brutal fanaticism repels most Americans, but not all. And to a growing number of alienated youth, a message is being transmitted. A message that can be as crude as wall graffiti or as advanced as a powerful transmitted signal. And that message is hate.
We want young people. We want them from the left. We want them from the right. We want them from every spectrum to struggle for the race.
Inside Edition is going to continue to monitor the hate group situation, and we will update you on developments wherever and whenever they happen. And when we come back, how smart are your kids? President Bush wants to know, and so do we. So we challenge high school students.
Racial hate crimes are crimes against the very idea of American freedom and democracy. There is no higher law enforcement priority. President Bush and Attorney General Thornburg have made clear that these prosecutions of this type rank right up there with the war on drugs as a federal law enforcement priority.
We have a wild show tonight. Wherever you are, this is really going to be a real hot show. On the show tonight, we have one of the most dreaded, one of the most sickening, disgusting racists in America. The former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, Tom Metzger. He says the blacks are inferior, and he wants to go back to the days of slavery. And taking him on eyeball to eyeball, I usually don't agree with this guy. Today I agree with him. He's a black activist, and I'm for him. Eddie Goodwin is here tonight. Yeah. I like Eddie tonight. I'm with him. I may not agree with Eddie Goodwin on his policies because he's a Democrat and he's a liberal. And Eddie and I do not agree on politics, but I'll tell you, I will defend Eddie because Because he happens to have darker skin than Tom Metzger does not make him any lesser an American, right? Yeah! Okay. So we have a big show on racism tonight, and they're going to go head on. And then, if that isn't bad enough, we have this idiot liberal activist Jim Myers is here, and he wants... is going to be a hot seat, several hot seats here tonight as we go on with a red-hot, very explosive debate, and it's very timely. As you know, there's a lot of racial incidents, a lot of racial hatred bounding across America, and one of my guests is helping to spread that hate, and I'm going to burn his racist bun! Yeah! But before I introduce my guests... You people here in the Southern California area, remember, I'm on the air every day, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock. I do a commentary every day, and then we show you some of the most outlandish, outrageous, ludicrous moments from the past 6 years of my Hot Seat show. We're now, of course, in our seventh year, and we're going to be here for another 17 years. So Monday through Friday, watch us at 4 o'clock here in Los Angeles, here on KDOC TV, 4 o'clock, okay? Now... let's get on with the program. Usually, I disagree with this man on political issues, but tonight I'm on his side because, you know, he's saying that everybody has a chance, everybody is equal, and I agree with him. Here's Eddie Goodman. Let's hear it for Eddie right there. Eddie. You know, your opponent tonight may not want to agree with me, but I am with you, Eddie, that this is one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, and all men are created equal. Over here is the man who will take great exception to that. He says blacks are not equal to whites. Here is the former grand dragon of the KKK, racist Tom Metzger.
Hold it. I'm glad to see you've been doing the right thing, lady. Lately, you married a beautiful blonde Nordic woman, and you got a
don't
beautiful white
Don't get smart
baby.
Now. Don't get smart. Don't get smart. Hold on. We're getting serious now. ABC Television, hold it. ABC Television had a special on called Blacks in a White America. And blacks on that show rightfully complain that they are not being treated equal. They demand equal rights. And Metzger, you said on my program, and I want you to admit this and expand on it, you said that you do not believe that blacks are equal to whites in America. How do you end? Why do you say that?
I don't believe in equality, period. No one is equal to anyone. That's a ridiculous nonsense.
But you do believe that whites are superior to blacks, don't you?
As a race, yes.
Oh,
first of all, I just want to state that it's going to be very difficult for me to sit here and not break this guy's neck. So,
I'm gonna give this guy
a chance because I'm civilized, though. But first of all, he's gonna try to say that whites are superior to blacks. That is so ridiculous. Okay, if whites are so superior than blacks, how come we were on this earth first? I mean, science, the facts show, I mean, Dr. Leakey has evidence shown black people are the first people on this earth. If we were so inferior, I mean, how could we be inferior? We're the first people on this earth. We had civilizations. We was building pyramids. We was riding down the Nile in style when Caucasian was still in caves. Where you coming from?
Go ahead.
That only proves my point. If you were here for so damn much longer, you should be running the show.
Running what show?
It's because people like you are trying to suppress the blacks in America.
Okay, the whites are out working.
If blacks are so
crying
about what? If black people are so, if black people are so inferior, how come we have black scientists, black doctors, black lawyers, black people in college, black men? If black people were so inferior, we would not be achieving these successes. Where you coming from?
You think that affirmative action might have something to do with it, Eddie?
Affirmative action? We had black scientists way before affirmative action.
Name me one.
Have you heard of Benjamin Banneker? Have you heard of George Washington Carver? Have you heard of where you coming from, huh? Have you heard of Charles Drew?
Hey, what
do you think, Tom? Hey, Metzger, what do you think? The President of the United States named a black to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff. What do you think about that?
We might as well throw in a towel, Wally. It's all over.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because I've seen the military films of that Russian white army in the field, man. They'll roll over guys like that like they were nothing.
Like what?
You're saying...
Roll over guys like what? He's talking this inferior stuff. This guy got the nerve to say, okay, he's trying to say I'm inferior to him, right? I'm black, he's inferior to him. Now, I'm more intelligent than him. I'm educated. He's not educated. You know, I'm articulate. He's not. So how am I so inferior to this little punk here?
To this convict.
He's nothing but a convict. The guy was arrested December of 1983 for trespassing and for committing a crime and for burning crosses.
For burning crosses.
The guy is a convict.
Yeah. Hey, how do you answer the fact that you were arrested, you and your KKK members were arrested for wearing your little drip-dry sheets.
I didn't have any sheets.
And burning...
Well, sure, they had cross-sliding.
And burning...
And if they want to have a private cross-sliding, they should be able to do it anytime.
You were arrested for burning crosses.
Because we believe in freedom.
Why do you burn crosses?
We believe in freedom.
Wait a minute. Why do you burn crosses in front of black people's homes? Why do you do that?
I never did.
Why do you guys never go to a black man when they burn these crosses?
Hey,
you're always out there in the valley.
You know how many blacks have been
arrested?
Go to a black
man when they burn some of those crosses.
What? Where?
Come on,
I'll walk
through. We waiting for you.
I'll walk through your neighborhood anytime I want.
Come follow me home, we'll see.
I want to tell you something.
When
I was in Oceanside, California, and there was a riot down there. Before the riot, we was all surrounded by 200 or 300 people. There were 2 or 3 black ones out there, and they were going on, boy, I'm going to get you, going to get you. The minute the riot started, they were gone, man.
Oh, are you saying they're cowards? Is that what you're saying?
I was in Harlem with 1,000 blacks at the theater in Harlem, and nobody came. There was guys waving knives, everything. They didn't do anything.
I'd like to see you.
That's why the white man's still the boss.
I want to see you walking down the street one day down the streets of Watts and see how far you're going to get.
I'll walk with you any day.
Tonight, we have on the program Eddie Goodwin, black activist, taking on that scumbag, Metzger, racist. Now, Metzger, you said on my radio program a couple weeks ago that you would like to return to the days of segregation. You thought it was right when restaurants were segregated. You don't want blacks to eat in the same restaurants.
In the first place, if I'd have been in charge, there never would have been a black slave on this continent. There never would have been a black person on this continent.
Oh! You're saying that it was wrong to bring blacks to America?
Absolutely.
Why?
That was the biggest mistake that was ever made.
Why?
Because all you fat cat conservatives, you elitists, you white renegades that just want to make lots of money are the ones that brought them.
I'll tell you what.
You screwed the white working people. This made it a lot worse for white workers all over the country. The blacks get...
I'll tell you one thing. The blacks in America are greater patriots than you will ever be.
Yeah, as I was about to say, this guy is so anti-American. We got plane, trains, buses leaving every day. He can just get on out the country. He don't like what's going on in this country. Yeah, he can just leave.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, I was watching very carefully Virginia Beach the other day, and we had thousands of educated Negroes or African Americans or
blacks. They're called blacks.
They were educated college kids that didn't have anything to do, so they looted every store in town. So where in the hell are they going?
What did that prove?
Looted every store in town.
Wait a minute. That happens.
What did that prove?
Wait a minute, Mr.
What point you trying to make?
That happens every Easter break in Palm
Springs.
If you put them all together, they're always going to revert.
Revert to what?
What they did in Virginia Beach.
Well, what about the white people who do the same thing in Palm Springs?
They do a little Mickey Mouse stuff. They don't loot stores.
Oh, come on. Mickey Mouse stuff.
When did whites ever loot a store in Palm Beach or Palm Springs?
Isn't it true that you would like, since blacks are here, that you would like to have hotels and all restaurants, public places, and restrooms segregated so blacks could not use them?
I believe in freedom of choice, and if you're not a slave, you have freedom of choice. If you are a slave, you have no freedom to discriminate.
But are you in favor of segregating blacks from whites in America?
I'm in favor of white people doing what they want to and living where they want to.
You're not answering my question.
Can I answer my question?
Are you in favor of what they did in segregation by segregating the schools and the restaurants and places? Are you in favor of that?
For the people who want to do it, for the people who want to go down whites and go down to Watts and socialize, wow, that's their business, because I'm not socializing with them.
You aren't answering my question.
I said freedom of choice.
Don't try to skirt around, you stupid punk.
Don't you know what freedom of choice is?
With me.
I'm going to have to get Morton Downey in here to interpret for you.
Where is he? He's peddling papers on some corner in Watts.
Let me make a point, Wally.
Buddy,
on all this
Morton.
Talk about white superiority and black inferiority. First of all, who is pure white and who is pure black in this country? Research and studies have shown that 50% of black people and 50% of white Americans have some sort of white or black blood running through their veins. So who is pure white? You can have some black blood running through your veins. All you know.
Well,
what you talking about?
Eddie, then how come you got affirmative action if everybody's all mixed up and colored anyhow?
You talking all this stuff about inferiority,
superiority. How come you white?
Who is pure white? Who is pure white?
You cry.
Who is pure white?
And you move.
How you know you pure white?
Right. Come on, government. Give it to me, man. Give it to me.
Oh, wait.
Wine.
You still have it. Wait. You still haven't answered you refuse to give me yes or no. You have to dance around and skirt around the hard question. I'm asking you right now, are you or are you not in favor of segregation between black and whites in America?
Separation, not segregation.
What's the difference?
You would have been a segregationist because you want to work the black man, but you don't want to socialize with him at night. We want total separation.
Hey,
we don't want to play the fat cat game.
I'll tell you, my friend. Friends of mine, I don't care what color my friends may be.
Hey, you know what? You saw that show that you just talked about.
Black and a white America.
That's right. Did you notice they were telling blacks go out and buy Cadillacs, buy television, buy everything else? You didn't see one ad for the United Negro College Fund because they weren't about to give them free airtime.
Oh, yeah.
That's you guys.
Well, listen.
You are a hypocrite. And all those white renegades like you are hypocrites.
You are.
I'm truthful. I tell the truth.
You tell the truth.
That's why when I go to Harlem, I get respect.
You don't go to Harlem. Give me a break. You've never been to Harlem your whole life.
You've
never been to Harlem your whole life.
You never heard of the Apollo Theater?
You've never been there.
I've been there twice.
Yeah, how many bodyguards you have with you, Paul? How many bodyguards you have with you?
Morton Downey, the great Morton Downey show.
Yeah, where is he now? Downey, he's in the Help Wanted section right now, looking for a job. That's where your friend Morton is.
I stood on the same spot that Buddy Holly did. He played a guitar, and I gave my speech.
In that ABC television special, Black and a White America, it points out that black children are brought up believing that they are inferior to whites because that is what white America is teaching them. But you'd believe...
No, that's what black America is teaching them most of the time.
But you black believe...
Go out, sell crack, man.
We don't control, we don't control
crack.
The media. We don't control the educational system.
Hey, kid.
How can we say we're teaching them that?
Yeah, go
we
out,
don't control the educational system or the media.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, you've been here long
if the
enough.
Media,
if you were superior, you'd be running it.
Controlling that.
If you had... You've been here... There's been blacks here since 1690.
Do you believe...
Why don't they run something?
Hey, Masker, do
we
you...
We run... We have mayors of L.A. We have mayors of several large cities. We have many political leaders. What are you talking about?
That's what you call a puppet.
A puppet.
Mayor Bradley's a puppet for the Jews up in Beverly Hills, and you know it.
Do you... Hold on, Masker. You do believe that blacks are inferior and less intelligent than whites, don't you?
Generally as a race, yes.
Oh, come on. How do you answer that, Eddie? He says blacks are not as intelligent, are inferior.
Of course, he said that many times. Many of his hooded friends have made that statement, but it's so ludicrous. I mean, as I was stated before, if we are so inferior, you wouldn't have any black people achieving any type of success in this country if we were so inferior. I mean, look at all the black people, all the millionaires we have who are black. All the doctors, lawyers, and political leaders. If we were so inferior, we wouldn't have these people having any successes.
The real battle it's shaping up, Wally, has nothing to do with the black race. That's a side issue. The battle it's shaping up is between the white Aryan and the Asian. That's going to be the struggle for control of the world, and it's already very advanced by the Japanese.
But you, hey, don't try to get away from your hatred of blacks and your long
blacks
years.
Blacks are a side issue. They're used.
No, they're not.
They're
not
just
here.
Economic pawn.
You
That's
do
all.
Not believe.
You guys tell how much you love them. You love them. Well,
do you
give
believe?
Him your job, then. He does pretty good. Give him your job.
Hey, let's hey.
Let's have a little affirmative action here.
Wait, hey, hold on, Eddie. Hey, hold on. Hey, Metzger. Hey, Metzger. Would you ever hire a black in your business?
No.
Aha, there you go. Why not? Why not, Tom?
I've worked with a lot of blacks, but I run a small business. I only hire whites.
I say...
My wife, my son, all my kids work in my business.
I say every American citizen has equal rights, no matter what color or creed they may be.
Okay, let me make one point also.
How do you answer that?
That is perfect Marxism. You claim to be an anti-communist. That is perfect Marxism.
What?
All men are created equal. All men are equal. That is perfect Marxism.
Oh, no. Hey, punk. What are you applauding? Are you... It said, hey, this is one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. It says, right, hey, every American, no matter what race he may be, has equal rights. You don't believe in that,
Look
do you?
Look around here. You don't see equality anywhere. There never will be.
But you don't want blacks.
There's never going to be equality.
You don't want blacks to
There's
have equality.
There's not equality among white people. There's not equality between the races.
You don't,
Who would want to live in a totally equal world?
You don't want blacks to have the same rights the whites do you? Do you want blacks to have... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do you want blacks to have the same rights?
I want
rights?
Blacks to show me what they can do. They haven't done it so far.
Oh, yeah.
Show them can do, huh?
Hey, Eddie.
Okay, I'll show you.
Hey, now when I sit down with black separatists and black nationalists, they want land. They want to show they can do it.
We don't want to take everybody else.
He doesn't want separation.
We don't want no favors.
White man's goodies.
White man's goodies. You want to tell like everybody.
The white man's Cadillac, the white man's woman.
Eddie.
You want all that good stuff.
How do you feel when he says, hey, he wants to
I
have
I feel like breaking his neck. That's how I feel, but okay. I say I'm civilized.
Right.
So I'm going to give him a chance.
Former Grand Dragon of the KKK. Now, Tom, whether you want to admit it or not, this is the United States of America.
No, it's the corporate states of America.
No, it's the United States of America. And whether you want to admit it or not...
The America you knew is
gone.
Will
you shut up when I'm talking? It's my show, you idiot.
You knew it's gone.
I'm talking. I'm talking. What I'm saying is, whether you want to believe it or not, this is the United States of America, and no matter what color you may be, you are going to get the same rights. Right? You are not going to put... You are not going to...
No, you don't believe that, Walt.
I do believe that. Hey,
have you ever been down to a courtroom? Have you ever been in a courtroom sitting
around?
Yes,
I have.
Criminal court and watch how people go in there, white and black. Go in there and see how much equality is going on.
I'm telling you this. You are not going to make anybody a second-class citizen because his skin happens to be darker than yours, right?
I didn't make anybody anything. Your lovely government did it.
Your lovely...
Your conservative government like Ronnie Reagan.
Your... No, don't wait a minute. Your... Don't pick on Reagan. I'm telling you. Your racist... Ku Klux Klan and your other white Aryan resistance
in Fallbrook, California.
Yeah, all right. You are spreading hatred and racism across America,
right.
And I'd like to kick him out of the country. You don't belong in America.
My television show is syndicated in more cities than yours is, Wally.
And that's wrong. People
you can
like
see
you.
It coast to coast.
You are not a real American. Racists and bigots should be kicked out of the country. Yeah! Let's go to the audience.
First of all, Wally, we all know the KKK is passe. He was just trying to make a statement that black people were obsolete. The KKK is obsolete. We all know that. How many members of KKK have in this country today?
Well,
they couldn't even fill this room right here, the whole country.
White Aryan resistance.
Oh,
it would fill.
You guys are passe. You're passe.
Yeah, right on. All right. Yeah. Let's go to the audience. Yes, go ahead.
I got a question for this Metzger punk here.
Yeah, right on.
Talk. Give me the bullshit talk.
First off,
ask a question.
I'm the one asking the question. Be quiet.
Yeah, right.
Ask the question.
I'm asking, be quiet.
You look smart, go.
Yeah, well, you tell me.
Oh, don't try to butter him up.
Just what if? You're a human being, right?
No, right?
Supposedly.
No, I think he's a... I think Metzger is an animal.
Caucasian.
What do you think?
That's right. But supposedly...
I'm an Aryan Caucasian.
Supposedly, you're a human being. What if you would have been born black instead of white punk like you are?
That's a very good question. If I had been born black, I would be with Louis Farrakhan in Chicago right now. Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. The only logical thing for black race. If I had been born black, I'd be a black nationalist and a black separatist. I'm born white. I'm a white separatist.
And so if you were born black, would you still feel that blacks were inferior?
That's right.
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Oh, yeah.
You got to prove it. You got to prove it in the world. I don't have to prove white superiority. I see it in every encyclopedia on the shelf.
How would you like it, Metzger?
I don't have to prove anything.
How would you
have to prove it.
How would you like it, Metzger?
Crying for affirmative action.
Hey, who's crying for affirmative action?
You've been hundreds of years in North America, and you're still whining.
Who's whining?
Who's racist whining?
We're not whining.
Jesse Jackson's whining.
How's that whining?
We'll fight for it and get it.
We're fighting for it.
We'll fight harder. We'll fight too. And the white workers will fight.
We're going to fight and fight. We'll see who's inferior.
You haven't seen a fight. Wait till you see a white race riot sometime. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that you're calling for riots in the streets?
I'm totally behind Bensonhurst and the beach of Howard Beach and all those areas. White men got to stand up and fight for their neighborhood.
Oh, now we know. You better believe it.
Are you
calling for whites and blacks?
These blacks come swaggering down the street. We'll try to push you off the street, grab them by the neck and break it.
Oh. So you're calling... Wait a minute.
I don't advocate intimidating peaceful black people. But these people... You know what I'm talking about, Wally. These people know what I'm talking about. Don't take crap from these people.
No, they don't. You're talking
don't
about blacks
any crap
in general.
From
me. Yes. Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead.
Of all the professional sports in the world today, I'd say black dominate all but one sport. The sport that takes the only guts, professional hockey. How many black guys are in professional hockey that have the guts to get out there and beat the smack out of somebody and wake up, get off the field, and be the best? Nobody.
What's your point?
I'll go one step farther.
Let me tell you this, Metzger. How do you explain that the number one, hold it. If blacks are so inferior, how do you explain that the number one show on television is the Bill Cosby Show? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Because Bill Cosby is the number one Oriole in this country.
Number one
black
Oriole?
He's trying to eat middle class white society and the white people.
How do you explain?
Oh, isn't that cute?
How do you explain? Wait a minute. How do you explain that the number one black recording, the number one recording star in America is Michael Jackson?
Are you kidding? Guns N' Roses is the best one. Go on, man.
The number one.
Guns N' Roses.
The number one moneymaker is Michael Jackson.
That's because they got Jew agents. A lot of good Jew agents. You know, you make more money that way.
Who's the biggest box office draw in movies? Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. The biggest moneymaker. How do you explain that? It's the white people behind the
joke. You can't explain it.
How do I explain it? I'll tell you why. Because when you got a population bred down education-wise to the level of a 12-year-old...
Oh, sure, yeah, sure.
The lowest common denominator...
Go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, I've listened to your dogmatism, and I've heard your dogmatic view, and I'm finally convinced that you have no idea whatsoever of the role argument plays in a logical discussion. But that's beside the point. Now, I have a question, Mr. Mitch. Dogma, Wally. I'm
just shut your stupid mouth.
Is that your answer to everything?
You say Wally pretends.
What the hell do you think you are, you stupid racist punk? Okay. Yes. Yes. All right. Go ahead. Hold it. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah.
Hold it.
More along the lines of a comment for you to think about. You mentioned freedom of choice and freedom in general, and you've even suggested returning to slavery. Okay.
Not me. Who would want a black slave? That's the most inefficient thing I could think of.
Okay.
I don't want no blacks hanging around my back step.
All right. Whatever your view is, you
hold on.
Hold on. We're out of time here. The only thing I have to say is I just wish we could return to slavery and have you be the number one slave. I'll be right back. I'll tell you, you were observing offstage.
I was.
People like Metzger, who spread this kind of hatred. You can just see the hatred in his eyes.
You can.
They are a disgrace to America, aren't they?
Absolutely right, Wally. Terrible.
Hey, you know what, Bill? You're a conservative.
Yes.
And I'm a conservative. You know, it really bums me out when I get mail from all over America and they say, because I'm a conservative, they assume that we are racist.
You are a racist.
Oh, you're not even on the show yet. Shut up. Wait till you're introduced.
On your acting.
You're not introduced. We wait till you're introduced, you stupid nut.
Get an Oscar.
He's not even on the show yet.
I know it.
But they assume the conservatives are racist, and we are not.
We are not. Definitely.
Now, before we introduce this stupid punk, let me remind you. Hold it.
Pointed towards the people.
Thanks.